Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading text 30 from Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna, the Source of All Incarnations.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Yarupasya chit atmana.
Yarupasya chit atmana.
Yarupasya chit atmana.
Yarupasya chit atmana.
Maya gunaya virachitam.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Mahadadibir atmani.
Mahadadibir atmani.
Mahadadibir atmani.
Mahadadibir atmani.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Yarupasya chidatmanah.
Yarupasya chidatmanah.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Mahadadivir atmani.
Mahadadivir atmani.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Yarupasya chit atmanah.
Yarupasya chit atmanah.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Maya gunar virachitam.
Mahadadivir atmani.
Mahadadivir atmani.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Hi arupasya chid atmanah.
Hi arupasya chid atmanah.
Maya gunaya virachitam.
Maya gunaya virachitam.
Mahadadivi atmani.
Mahadadivi atmani.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Etadrupam Bhagavato.
Yarupasya Chidatmanaha.
Yarupasya Chidatmanaha.
Maya Gunar Virachitam.
Maya Gunar Virachitam.
Mahadadi Viratmani.
Mahadadi Viratmani.
Etad.
All these.
All these.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Forms.
Forms.
Bhagavataha.
Bhagavataha.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
He. Certainly.
Certainly.
Arupasya.
Arupasya.
Of one who has no material form.
Of one who has no material form.
Chidatmanaha.
Chidatmanaha.
Of the transcendence.
Of the transcendence.
Maya.
Maya.
Material energy.
Material energy.
Gunaya.
Gunaya.
By the qualities.
By the qualities.
Virachitam.
Virachitam.
Manufactured.
Manufactured.
Mahatadibi.
Mahatadibi.
With the ingredients of matter.
With the ingredients of matter.
Atmani.
Atmani.
In the self.
In the self.
Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace. The conception of the Virat, universal form of the Lord, as appearing in the material world is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But actually the Lord has no material form. Responsibly. The conception of the Virat, universal form of the Lord.
The conception of the Virat, universal form of the Lord.
As appearing in the material world.
As appearing in the material world.
Is imaginary.
Is imaginary.
It is to enable the less intelligent.
It is to enable the less intelligent.
And neophytes.
And neophytes.
To adjust.
To adjust.
To the idea of the Lord.
To the idea of the Lord.
Having form.
Having form.
But factually the Lord has no material form.
But factually the Lord has no material form.
Report. The conception of the Lord known as Vishvarupa or Viratrupa is not particularly mentioned along with the various incarnations of the Lord because all the incarnations of the Lord mentioned here above are transcendental and there is no tinge of materialism in their body. There is no difference between the body and self as there is in the conditioned soul. The Viratrupa is conceived for those who are just neophyte worshippers and from the material Viratrupa. For them, the material Virat Rupa is presented and it will be explained in the second canto. In the Virat Rupa, the material manifestation of different planets have been conceived, as his legs, hands, etc. Actually, all such descriptions are for the neophytes. The neophytes cannot conceive of anything beyond matter. The material conception of the Lord is not counted in the list of his factual forms. As Paramatma or Supersoul, the Lord is within each and every material form, even within the atoms. But the outward material form is not an imagination, both for the Lord and for the living being. It is but an imagination, But the outward material form is but an imagination, both for the Lord and for the living entity, living being. The present forms of the conditioned souls are also not factual. The conclusion is that the material conception of the body of the Lord is virat, as virat is imaginary. Both the Lord and the living beings are parts, are living spirits, and have original spiritual bodies. Magyan timirandasya janagana salakayam taksu spiritam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha shi chaitanya manavisham shapitam jena bhutale sayam prakara ramaya dadati svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ramuni Chananda Shri Adaiti Radha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the basic point is that neither God nor the living entity are material. But material energy is factual. It's not imagination, like the Mayavadis say. They just think it's all just an illusion. No, it's real. Material matter is real. Because it's coming from the real. It's a byproduct of the real. Therefore, it also has reality, but in relationship to the Lord. Just like we give the example, right? If a piece of coal is a byproduct of the sun. It's completely different than the sun. Nobody's going to say, oh, there's the sun. You have a black coal, piece of coal. But it is sun, because it's only the sun energy that is made. So matter is also Krishna. But it's an external energy, byproduct of Krishna. And so the body that we're having also is the... And the... The Lord's Vishvarupa, Virat Rupa, is also of the same. It's an imaginary form to help us understand that God is very great or something like that. But actually, it's because it's made out of material things, it's not really the Lord. Okay, let's go one more.
Yata Navasi Me Go Go Renuva Partibo nile evam drastari drishyatvam aropitam aburibi.
Translation. Clouds and dust are carried by the air, but less intelligent persons say that the sky is cloudy and the air is dirty. Similarly, they also implant material bodily conceptions on the spirit self. Read the purpose.
It is further confirmed herein that with our material eyes and senses, we cannot see the Lord, who is all spirit. We cannot even detect the spiritual spark which exists within the material body of the living being. We look to the outward covering of the body or subtle mind of the living being, but we cannot see the spiritual spark within the body. So we have to accept the living being's presence by the presence of his gross body. Similarly, those who want to see the Lord with their present material eyes or with the material senses are advised to meditate on the gigantic external feature called the Virat Rupa. For instance, when a particular gentleman goes in his car, which can be seen very easily, we identify the car with the man within the car. When the president goes out in his particular car, we say, there is the president. For the time being, we identify the car with the president. Similarly, less intelligent men who want to see God immediately, without necessary qualification, are shown first the gigantic material cosmos as the form of the Lord, although the Lord is within and without. The clouds in the sky and the blue of the sky are better appreciated in this connection. Although the bluish tint of the sky and the sky are different, still we conceive the color of the sky as blue, but that is a general conception for the layman only.
The sky is not blue?
No.
Please explain how it's not blue. Why was the sky was blue?
I don't know what reference. I don't know if they mean sky in the ethereal sense. I don't know.
Well, we let's go back to the verse. At least we can see that the sky is not cloudy. The clouds are being carried in the sky, but they're not. So the color also the same idea is that. But the air is dirty.
Scientifically, they say that it's just reflection of light.
Right. So the air looks dirty, but the air itself is not dirty. But within the air, the dust or the dirt is flying. So it looks like the air is dirty, polluted, or whatever. But there's two things. There's the dust and there's the air. They don't actually mix. They carry. The air is carrying the dirt, but it doesn't actually mix with the dirt. Similarly, there's the body and the soul. The body is carrying the soul, but it doesn't mix with the soul. It's always a different quality. So it's a very good analogy, actually. Mm. Because everybody will say, oh, the air is polluted, or the air is dirty. Mm. It's natural to think like that, to say that. Mm-hmm. But actually the air is never dirty. But it's carrying the dirt, and so you say the air is dirty. Similarly, the soul is being carried by the body, so we say we think that the body is the self. So that's probably for the layman only. We have to become scientific about the. And then the realization will come. When we understand the theory, then by applying the theory, acting as though we are not the body, acting as though we are the soul in relationship with the Supreme Soul, then we can actually have that experience, that realization. I told this story how once I was massaging Prabhupada, and he said, give me that cloth. And I said, for the body or for the floor? I didn't know whether he wanted it for the body, you know, for his body, or to put it on the floor to sit on. So, I didn't ask him for the body or the floor. I said, for the floor. I just asked him for the floor. Mm-hmm. And the way I said, for the floor, he responded, he said, no, for the body. But it was just like, when he said body, it was just like I said floor. It was like something different than him. No person would say, no, for me. Mm-hmm. But he just said no for the way he said body, you could see he was divorced from the body, he wasn't. So that realization could come to us too. If we accept the theory at least, first teaching about me, I'm not this body, I'm the soul. But that's hard to learn, that first teaching. I mean, sometimes we saw Prabhupada would go back to it again and again. Even with the disciples that have been chanting Hare Krishna for 10 years or whatever, still he would often, most often in every class, he would mention, we're not the body. Because you may hear it theoretically, but to actually experience it, it requires some advancement, requires some qualification. But this is what we are attempting to do. And then when we are fully realized on the spiritual side, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, not Nasochati Mukhaji, then there will be no more hankering, no more lamentation. Then we can be joyful. Prasanna means full of joy. Why we're not full of joy? Because we're identifying with the body and mind as the self. Then there's always a catastrophe, there's always calamity, there's always tragedy, there's always anxiety. So we have to learn how to divorce ourselves. Then, when we're coming on the spiritual side, then we can see everything favorable. Even the so-called reverses, they can also be understood as something that will bring us quicker to Krishna. It's like this one verse in the Bhagavata. Krishna shows special mercy for those when he takes everything away from them. So they're completely dependent on him. And Prabhupada said that was the case with him. He was trying to be a successful businessman. Big chemical warehouse and factory and so on he was making. And he was thinking, I'm going to make a lot of money, and then with that money I'm going to preach. That's how he was thinking. But Krishna had a different plan. Krishna took everything away from him and left him with nothing. He was just destitute, practically. You can read in the biography he was living in Delhi for some time. He didn't have enough money to buy another dhoti. He was just using a ripped dhoti over and over. You know, two dhotis he had, they both ripped. He would always go third class on the train. He had no money then. So, that was Krishna's arrangement. But he didn't lose faith. He didn't say, oh, what is this? I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Why Krishna doesn't give me more opulent clothes or something? No, he took it. This is all Krishna's arrangement. And then, when he said, when I was completely helpless, then Krishna picked me up and used me. So that's for, special mercy. Not that we all have to artificially follow that, but still, the point is that we're not dependent on anything material. Our devotional service can go on in any circumstance. If we think, well, first I have to acquire this, and then I can perform devotional service, then we have an improper understanding. Devotional service is not dependent on anything. Only our ahaitakiya pratyata, only it should be exercised without motive and without uninterruptedly. Two things. Ahaitakiya pratyata is the only one. Without motive, without thinking, oh, I'm doing this, so now Krishna owes me something, I'm going to get him, I'm going to become famous or something. No. Without any motive, the only motive is, I want to please Krishna. This is pure devotional service. Ahaitakiya pratyata. And it should go on uninterrupted, not that I do it for a couple of years and then think, oh, now I'll try something else. No. This is the qualification. The only qualification that we need to have. Ahaitakiya pratyata. Okay, any questions? Comments? It's a good analogy. I'll use that analogy at the dirty air. Because everybody thinks, oh, the air is dirty.
Yeah, two others also. There's water and fire also. I think when dirt goes into the water, you can say that the water is contaminated, but actually not.
What's that mean?
Water.
When what goes into the water?
Any contamination, any mud or anything that enters into the water. So you can say that the water is contaminated, but actually water is not contaminated because it can be separated also.
Right.
Again. And fire
it's carrying the dirt.
Yes, and fire.
Or another example we give is on a pond at night, in the reflection, the moon appears to be shimmering because the water is slightly moving because of a little breeze. Then it looks like the moon is moving, but the moon is not moving. Reflection.
So is that like a natural progression that automatically if somebody meditates on the Virat Roop, he will progress?
Well, it's authorized in the scripture, so gradually one will come to, it will go to the next.
Is that like for mainly impersonalists who don't think that the Lord has a
That's what Prabhupada mentioned. When this is described in the second canto, then Prabhupada says this is impersonalists.
It's like a natural progression to just say that God is everywhere or everything there. To identify.
Okay. Srimadvartam ki. I wouldn't mind a little hot tea. Do you have any tea?
I can make ginger tea.
So, nice program.